Who's the best Batman in live-action animation? Who's the best Bat family member? Maybe the best villain? Find out what your heralds of pop culture think as you join them in this episode for Batman Day, as they discuss the cape crusading world's greatest detective. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Heralds. We are your heralds. I'm Vengeance.
I am the Knight.
I'm Batman.
That was really good improv, guys.
Thank you. Happy Batman Day, everybody, or belated. But we are doing it now for our show this week. And talking everything Batman. But before we get real deep into that, we, of course, have to do our normal news. And I mean, on the upside, it starts with Batman.
When does news not start with Batman?
True. So for DC news, Warner Media released their whole synopsis and cast for their upcoming pre-K animated series, Batwheels.
Yes.
Here's a reason I put this in the news, though.
Uh-huh.
It's because of who's voicing Bruce Wayne in Batman.
Oh, boy.
Academy Award winner Ethan Hawke will be voicing Batman.
In Batwheels?
In a Batwheels, a children's animated series where they are a team of incredible crime fighters who have banded together to oppose evil, combat crime, and clean up the streets of Gotham. They are, okay, they're not Batman and Robin, they're the Batwheels. Awesome group of sentient, superpowered crime-fighting vehicles defending Gotham City alongside Batman, Robin, Batgirl, and a host of DC superheroes.
Yeah,
it's so, just
cars. I mean, Geller spent some money on some Hot Wheels yesterday.
Me and Andrew got some. I found probably the coolest Hot Wheels car I've ever seen.
I collected the Batmobile Hot Wheels, and that's about it.
I think there was one there, actually.
I have Adam West's, I have Michael Keaton's, and now I just got Robert Pattinson's recently.
Robert Pattinson's Batmobile is so cool. I know a lot of people don't like
it. Car-like. I think it needs to have a little bit more to it.
Kind of looks like an exposed Corvette. Anyway, what network is this on?
HBO.
This will be an HBO Max children's series. There's more to it. I'm not done, guys.
Oh.
So the synopsis is, having just been created by the Bat Computer, our heroes are essentially kids with little to no life experience, led by Bam, the Batmobile. The Batwheels also consist of BB, the Batgirl Cycle, Redbird, Robin's sports car, the Batwing, and Buff, the Bat Truck. They must navigate the growing pains of being a newly formed super team, as well as the growing pains that come with just being a kid. This relatable and aspirational series will follow the journey of this dynamic team as they thrill and entertain with their heroic adventures, as well as demonstrate to kids the value of self-confidence, friendship, and teamwork. This series will also feature Duke Thomas as Robin, voiced by AJ Hudson, Cassandra Cain as Batgirl, voiced by Leah Lewis, alongside five anthropomorphic bat vehicles. Bam, voiced by Cobra Kai's Jacob Bertrand, the Batmobile and leader of the Batwheels team. Like his hero Batman, Bam has a strong sense of justice and tries his best to lead the team, even though he's not always sure if he's up for the task. Ultimately, the other Batwheels know they can count on him, both as a super team and as a friend. Redbird, voiced by Jordan Reed, is Robin's zippy sports car. Red is the kid brother of the team, always eager to prove himself a worthy sidekick to Bam, but he can definitely hold his own on a mission. He's enthusiastic and extremely inquisitive, asking tons of questions like a kid detective. BB, voiced by Madigan Kakmar, Batgirl's brave and bold motorcycle. She is the fastest of the Batwheels, but also the smallest, so she sometimes has a habit of being impulsive and jumping right into the action without a plan. Buff, voiced by Noah Bentley, this bat-styled monster truck is the team muscle and can ram through or run over any obstacle in his path. But he's also the heart of the team, a gentle giant who doesn't really know his own strength. Batwing, voiced by Lily Marr, Batman's supersonic jet plane, Wing is easily the most sophisticated and confident member of the team. Batcomputer, voiced by Kimberly D. Brooks, is the supervisor, dispatcher, and trainer of the team, but most importantly, she is also their mother figure. In addition to training and advising them, she must be there to comfort them and even hold their mechanical hands when needed. It also features Mick Wingert as the voice of Mo, the robot repairman. It's going to be an interesting series for kids.
Those cars sound like they have more character development than the Bad Batch.
I know.
Except but yeah, I was about to make a Bad Batch joke with that.
Did you do it? So on top of that, we have Andy Muschietti, the director of The Flash, posted a photo of the Keaton Batman suit spray-painted red, accompanied by a yellow lightning bolt for Flash. People are theorizing this means the villain is Red Death. I think it's just a fun thing he did.
I was going to say, you and I talked about this because they released it when we were hanging out. There's two options. Either they're just doing a marketing thing like they laid the Superman symbol on top of the Batman symbol.
Yes.
Or it is, in fact, Red Death for the villain. And the only thing they've revealed about the villain is that it's an evil version of the Flash, which then people said Reverse Flash, but we know it's going to be also played by Ezra Miller. So it's just going to be an evil Ezra Miller. So
it could work if it was Red Death.
Warner Bros. Would ever do Red Death.
Right. But, like, it would make sense if it's Red Death because it's this movie seems like it's so Batman-focused now because there's, like, two different Batman, at least, in this movie.
The Flash, but it's Batman.
The Flash, but it's Batman. And that'd be cool if it was, like, because, like, it's the Keaton suit spray-painted red with the symbols. That'd be cool if it was, like, the Tim Burton universe. But I don't know.
Like a Tim Burton Red Death?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Red Death's origin is it's Bruce Wayne. He ties Flash. He goes insane, ties Flash to his Batmobile, drives really fast until it gets struck by lightning. It explodes. And then, like, he becomes the new Flash. And, like, it's like a trail of bats follow him instead of lightning when he runs.
Yeah.
Ow. But I don't know.
So there's a Penguin tie-in TV series in the works at HBO Max tying into Robert Pattinson's The Batman.
And also tying into the Gotham PD show they're making, I'm going to assume? Yep. Okay. That's cool. I mean, we had Gotham. Gotham was a TV show.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch
it? I've seen parts of it.
It's actually it got pretty good at the end.
Yeah.
The second half of the show is actually really good.
I've seen Bane looks ridiculous.
Even
more ridiculous than The Dark Knight Rises.
They'll never know how to get Bane right in live action.
I don't know how. He's very self-explanatory.
I think Will will agree with you on there, because I think Will's complained about him before. They made him Hispanic, I think, so they got that part right for one.
No, it was a white guy again.
Screwed that part up again.
Okay. I'm trying to think of characters. I liked Mr. Freeze, but people gave him a lot of crap. I thought they did.
Scarecrow's look at the end was amazing.
Scarecrow's look was good at the end. The bat suit at the end was obviously very early bat suit, but it looked dumb. It was very, actually, it was very Christian Bale. Costumes overall were pretty good because they kind of just went comic book goof in the second half of the show. It's a good show.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, Scarecrow looks amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So then we have, we also got our first look at Peacemaker on HBO Max through the coming soon on HBO Max promo.
Yeah. We're definitely going to get a full blown trailer, I'm guessing, in a month.
I would say in a month.
Yeah.
Most likely.
You know, I mean, I'm excited. He wouldn't be my character from that squad lineup I would have made him show about.
I would have rather had Bloodsport.
I would have rather done Bloodsport, yeah.
Now, I am excited, though, because we are getting finally a comic-accurate vigilante.
Yeah, I saw that.
Arrow tried to adapt him and did terrible. But I love Freddy Stroma. The only thing I don't get is they dyed Freddy's hair black when Adrian Chase is already blonde.
You know who I'd like to see?
So was Freddy.
Speaking of Arrow villains in this, I'd like to see them do Prometheus, but like a more comic accurate Prometheus.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be coming in January, right?
Yeah, they said mid-January, I think, and I doubt they'll push that back, so I think we're pretty good.
So for Marvel, we had that Hawkeye trailer.
Oh, have we not talked about the Hawkeye trailer yet?
We haven't yet.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Great trailer. Will,
by the way, I rewatched it and I did see Lucky.
You did see
Lucky. He's gonna be the best part about the whole show.
The one-eyed pizza dog.
One-eyed pizza dog.
Now this is where Geller and I completely differ, as he loathes Archer characters in any comic book series. They've always been my favorite.
Yeah, Archer.
He loathes them and I love them, and it is such a
opposite
yin yang type of thing.
Do you hate archery characters?
In comics.
Okay.
It's mostly like Green Arrow, Hawkeye, Speedy types.
Yeah, he doesn't hate, like, Legolas because he just can't.
No, see, if it's, like, medieval times and they're using a bow and arrow, makes sense. I'd have nothing against them.
I understand because, like, I don't like Green Arrow and Hawkeye as much when they're, like, with their respected teams.
Yeah.
Really get a focus on them as much, and yeah, it's really easy to point out that they're pointless.
Green Arrow is useless Batman, and right. Hawkeye is just blatantly useless.
I like Green Arrow and Black Canary working together. I like those kind of stories, like in Injustice 2, how like most of that is them together. That's a cool mm-hmm. dynamic. But like, I haven't read My Life as a Weapon. I really need to.
I do too.
But like, you know, I like how it's he's by himself, but he has Kate Bishop, of course. But like, you know, it. I don't know. He fits a ground level story, and this seems like very ground level crime. Might get Kingpin. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And I like them a little better when the story doesn't have you take them as seriously. Like they're even jabs at themselves.
Yeah.
I find that kind of thing entertaining.
I really hope Kate Bishop doesn't outshine Clint as much as I'm excited to see Kate Bishop. Like I want this to be like Clint's story.
That could happen.
Yeah. Like that's cool. I think we're getting 6 episodes, though, which is okay. It doesn't have to be 8. Stuff can be 6. The last show that was, I guess Loki was 6, too. The only show that was 8 was WandaVision.
It can be a long.
No, WandaVision was up to almost 9 or 10.
It was 9.
Okay. Those episodes were shorter, though, some of them, weren't they?
Yeah. They were super long.
Yeah.
But I think the dumbest thing that Kate Bishop as a character has officially done is be a fan of Hawkeye, but take up the Ronin identity of all things.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it seems like they're like Ronin's like a symbol in this universe, and that's why she picked it up. I don't know.
From what I can tell, it's a symbol to only her.
Like she didn't know that Ronin was Hawkeye. It was just a coincidence, or what?
No, I think she knew. I just don't think she understood what Ronin was truly doing. That it was more of a Batman vengeance thing. I'm gonna kill everybody. And actually not really be much of a hero.
I really, really hope we get some, like, a lot of Ronin flashbacks.
I already read somewhere that we're supposed to, it's going to tie in Ronin. Okay, like, good. This whole season is bringing in Kate Bishop, building up Hawkeye, and then him dealing with the sins of his past as Ronin.
That's fine. I just want to see flashbacks of him as Ronin.
I saw just a thing. A little more. They wonder if, what was the chick's name from Black Widow? Yelena? Was that it?
Yelena
Belova.
They were like, do you think that's how he's going to go deaf? Like, she's going to, like, kick the shit out of him and cause him to go deaf?
I hope not. I mean, it's literally just an explosion he's near. It didn't harm him any way than the noise.
Someone said it could be from the explosion in Endgame that made him go deaf.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where the compound.
When the building crashed?
Yeah.
So then, on top of that, Mark Miller, the famous comic book writer known for Kingsman and Kick-Ass and multiple other projects,
mm-hmm.
says that a live-action Marvel Zombies project is possibly in the works. As I was looking more into this, I don't know how Mark Miller has a say when it's a Robert Kirkman property, through and through. He didn't even do some of the spin-off books. Mark Miller, I don't know where he has this authority to say so.
Oh, I thought this was Mark Miller that tweeted out. It wasn't?
Who was it?
No, it was Mark Miller. I don't understand how he even has a say.
Right.
He's not the one who even worked on Zombies.
I don't know how Mark Miller has a say, because is he working with Disney? Like, how would he know that it's in the works, since when has he worked with Disney?
I don't know.
So, I mean, it'd be cool. I'm sure Geller, would love a live-action Marvel Zombie.
If he had a part.
They announced this. Hot off the tracks of the Marvel What If episode.
I'm guessing it's because that one did really well. I don't know. Okay. I wouldn't want them to continue that story specifically, also because they can't, because Chadwick. But
well, I think they could, for the sake of make them zombies and use just prosthetics, so you don't have to get the actual actors back, like RDJ, Chris Evans, and Chadwick.
Right. That's an easy way to do the whole get like people like RDJ, but not actually get people like RDJ.
Yeah. That would work.
But again, with that, which, you know, maybe Disney will dive into it with Deadpool, but I would want a Marvel Zombies live action to be rated R. I know it doesn't have to be. World War Z showed us you can do PG-13 zombies.
World War Z, I'm sorry, it's boring.
I don't like World War Z that much because it's PG-13 zombies.
Yeah, I agree.
So then on top of that, we have the Hitmonkey trailer was released with the premiere date set for November 17th.
You kept sending that, and honestly, I did not watch it.
I watched
it. Didn't have to. It was a disappointment.
It looks goofy.
It was, the animation was bad, and then when they threw in the "he means monkey business" line, I was out.
Is it supposed to be for adults, or is it for kids?
It's an adult animated series.
Okay, because it kind of, the animated style kind of reminded me of Invincible.
Really? For me, it was Archer.
Okay. Oh, I love Archer's animated style. It's so simple.
Yeah, it was more Archer than Invincible, trust me.
I'll have to watch the whole thing. I just saw the screenshot.
So for the regular film and TV news, Hayley Atwell was cast as Lara Croft in the Tomb Raider anime from Powerhouse, who has officially done Castlevania and Masters of the Universe Revelations. They said their next projects were Tomb Raider and Kong Skull Island.
Nice. Lara Croft pyramid pointy anime boobies. Have you heard the story behind why Lara Croft has such big boobies in those games? They said it's because, like, the designers are always like, oh, we accidentally set the boob slider too high one day and we just forgot to turn it back. I'm like, the boob slider? You made a boob slider. I'm like, you did not accidentally go oops and drag it all the way to the end.
There was no accident.
I know. I'm like, you made a boob slider. Yeah. You turned it up.
You don't do that on accident.
So then we have the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air dramatic reboot. So instead of comedy, it's a drama. Bel-Air.
Straight out of the hood.
Is Will Smith even going to do it?
No, not this one.
He's training the new guy, though. And producing. But no.
Yeah.
So Jabari Banks was cast as Will Smith. Adrian Holmes cast as Silly Banks. Cassandra Freeman, known for The Enemy Within in Atlanta, as Vivian Banks. Ollie Sholaton, known for Red Hide Bite and Evolution of Nate Gibson, as Carlton Banks. Coco Jones, known for Let It Shine and Vampires vs. the Bronx, as Hillary Banks. Akira Akbar, known for Captain Marvel and We Can Be Heroes. She was Monica Rambeau.
Oh, yeah.
As Ashley Banks. Jimmy Akinbola, known for Most Dangerous Game and In the Long Run, as Jeffrey. Accompanying them will be Jordan L. Jones, known for Rel and Snowfall, as DJ Jazz Jeff, and Samoa Joy Jones, known for The Son of No One and The Chair, as Lisa.
I'm surprised he didn't just cast Jaden Smith as him, because he had a habit back in the day of just putting his son in everything.
I don't think Jaden really wants to act all that much anymore.
So either.
It seems like he's only doing music, but he's doing pretty well at it.
Yeah. The only movie he was good in was Pursuit of Happiness. Did you guys ever see Pursuit of Happiness?
Uh-uh. No, but I like that Karate Kid. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
It's, yeah, I mean, you know, compared to the original, of course. But
my favorite Jaden Smith role is The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
He was in The Suite. Oh, he was.
He was training Cody or whatever, or Zack.
Zack or Cody, who knows.
So then we have the old movie Twins that was about Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
It's being back. There's a sequel titled Triplets. It's bringing back Arnie and Danny DeVito to their iconic roles, with Tracy Morgan joining them as a long-lost triplet.
Yes. Just to clarify, Tracy Morgan is, in fact, African-American. So
yep.
He is the black triplet with Danny DeVito and Arnie.
Yep. It'd be directed by Ivan Reitman.
I need to watch that. I pride myself on seeing all of Arnie's movies, but I've never seen it.
Oh.
You know what? You know what we talked a lot about in my classes today?
What?
Step Brothers. I need to watch
Step Brothers. In all of your classes?
Yeah. Next, we were just talking about Step Brothers. People kept making references.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I need to watch that movie.
Then we have comedian Norm Macdonald dies at 61 after a battle with cancer.
That was so sad. That ruined a few hours.
I don't know what he's from.
That is my new favorite quote. That ruined a few hours.
You'll recognize him when you see him.
He was Gene the Genie in the Fairly Odd Parents.
His voice is really recognizable too.
He doesn't look that old.
This guy.
Oh, he died from cancer. Yeah, he looks familiar. Did he do a lot of
final bit of news is video game news.
Oh, okay.
Tony Todd will be voicing Venom in Spider-Man 2.
Oh, we didn't talk about that yet?
We did. I got it wrong originally and said it was for the Venom movie.
Mm.
So I want to take that back. Tom Hardy is still voicing Venom in that as well. Tony Todd is doing it for Spider-Man 2.
Oh, can we, because speaking of the Venom movie, a new image was released by Sony for that movie. Also, if you want to talk about the fact that Tom Hardy broke the internet by wearing a No Way Home hat. Yeah. I don't really, you know,
I don't think he's in it. I think he just...
No, he just did that to F with people, I bet. He knew what he was doing by doing that. Did you see that thing I sent you that Topher Grace tweeted out? But Venom released an image where it was... I don't know if you know the clip I'm talking about, but, like, Carnage is on top of a roof, like, on top of a really tall building.
Yeah.
They released a new image where, like, Venom is also in that shot, and he's, like, jumping at him. And maybe it's just the angle, but Carnage is at least twice the size of Venom.
Oh.
Which is the exact opposite of what it is. So... I don't know if, like, he gets bigger as, like, the fight goes on, but, like, for some reason, Carnage is, like, massive.
Maybe the more people he eats.
Yeah, maybe. But, like...
Weird.
Like, the whole thing of Carnage is supposed to be, like, smaller and, like, creepier.
He's a small, sleek version.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just thought they had to make him bigger to show that he's, more intimidating. I don't know. That's a discussion for 2 weeks from now when we see the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not excited for it.
I don't know how I feel about
like,
it yet.
I like Andy Serkis, and I, you know, I trust his directing abilities.
But I already told you why. Mine is really just, I'm not a Carnage guy. He's too gruesome for me.
Carnage guy, and you're not a villains movie guy.
Exactly. So, let's get into our topic today.
Yes.
Happy Batman Day, everybody.
Happy Man of the Bat Day.
So, everybody knows who Batman is and his history and how often his parents get killed. We don't need to get into that.
See if we can count how many times they've live-actionly killed Batman's parents.
Every live-action they've had.
Yeah, every single one that's ever.
I don't think they did the Adam West. I don't think we ever saw Adam West's parents die.
No, we never saw Michael Keaton's.
Are you sure we never... Well, like, I think we saw it...
They alluded to it with another kid and parents, but Batman intervened.
Don't we see it in, like, one of the Schumacher movies, though?
Maybe a Schumacher, but not...
Is that the same universe as the Burton universe?
Maybe.
I've never understood how that works.
Because, like, the Alfred's the same in all of the movies.
Is it Alan Napier in all of them?
Is that the guy that plays Alfred?
No, that might be, but it might be from the 66.
I don't know, but like, yeah, Alfred in all four of those movies, even though I don't know if they're in the same universe. Doesn't matter. We'll talk about those terrible, but also kind of guilty pleasure movies. How do you want to break this down?
Yeah, Michael Goh plays Alfred in all of them.
Do you want to break down, like, just each live-action appearance or, like, the evolution of the character?
Well, right now we're going to go into... animated first.
Okay.
So, I have it broke down. He has appeared in Super Friends, the DC Animated Universe, throughout all those series. Then we have more Super Friends tie-ins, new Scooby-Doo movies, and then his Batman, or Scooby-Doo crossovers. But then he has his show, The Batman, in 2004. Then you have Batman the Brave and the Bold. And Young Justice. And Teen Titans Go.
And Beware the Batman.
And Justice League Action, Beware the Batman. And of course, the Lego movie.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And the Lego Batman movie.
That's the same.
So, what is your favorite, I guess, not quite the actor, but your favorite animated adaptation of the character?
Geller, what's your favorite animated version of the character?
Probably right now, I would say all the DC animated movies. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
the
New 52 style?
Ones. Yeah, yeah, New like 52 animated
Son
Batman.
Of Batman. And
yeah, I think with that version, they do a really good job of keeping him in his own realm, but also having him interact with the Justice League. So he's not the power thing ever, but he's also still a really good character at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I love that version of Batman. I only dislike that, like, Damian is so entangled in that series.
I'm not a big fan of Damian.
Yeah, I love the voice actor they have for that Batman, though. Will, do you know who it is off the top of your head?
Jason Mara?
Yeah, I like him. He kind of became the voice of Batman for me when I'm reading comics.
So, my favorite animated or what's yours, Harrison?
Depending on what you're going to say, because mine is tied, and I'm pretty sure I know you're going to say Batman the Brave and the Bold. If you're not, then I will.
And you go ahead.
Okay, so you can talk about the animated series, because then I'm guessing you're going to talk about the animated series.
How can you not?
Okay, right. Someone needs to cover that. But I like Batman the Brave and the Bold as well, and I know you do. Yeah. I didn't so much grow up with it because I actually watched it like after it was premiered. I forget what streaming service they put it on. I think they put it on like Netflix because I remember watching all of it later on.
It was on Netflix for a bit with Young Justice as well.
Yeah.
It was on, after that, DC Universe and now HBO Max.
It's similar to like something like the Justice League because like it is a Batman show, but he very much interacts with like the rest of the DC Universe characters. You know,
it's a very nice love story, I'd say, too. The Adam West series, as well as just the 70s Batman.
Yeah, it's Adam West who voices him, right?
Is it really?
No, that's...
He's doing an Adam West impersonation, then.
Yeah, it's Dietrich Bader.
Okay. I like the, you know, the animation style. It's very, I don't want to say, like, action figure-esque, but that's what it reminds me of.
Oh, and Super Friends. You can tell some Super Friends.
Action figure. This show looks like it was designed to sell toys. Yeah.
Like Will said, it's a very love letter to classic Batman. You know, he speaks like Adam West. He has, like, adventures with Justice League members.
They did a Scooby-Doo crossover, too.
They did a Scooby-Doo crossover.
The movie was good, yeah. Scooby-Doo and Batman the Brave and the Bold.
Yeah, he crosses over with characters like The Flash
and Blue Beetle and Green Arrow. Aquaman, it looks like.
Yeah, one of my favorite episodes is, in fact, not just the Teen Titans one, of course, but the Requiem for Scarlet Speedster, where it has all three generations of Flash, and they have to fight Reverse Flash.
Yeah, and I think Mirror Master's in that episode, too.
Wonder Woman?
I don't remember, but I do know. Yeah, all the rogues are.
I like...
That one, Reverse Flash, is voiced by John Wesley Shipp.
Oh, that's funny. One of the first episodes is about Blue Beetle, and, like, he goes to this planet where they think he's a god and, like, worship him. Like, a god like Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle. That's a good episode.
That show made Blue Beetle one of my favorite DC characters.
Yeah, they did. So yeah. Will, you can talk about the infamous Batman the Animated Series.
So for me, it's obviously Batman the Animated Series. I still don't think any TV show has come close to telling as good as a story as that did. I think the voice acting was on point. They managed to make Gotham City a character within itself. They managed to get all aspects of Batman, from his crime fighting to his combat, his detective skills, him being a father to Robin, and then him having a father figure like Alfred within himself. They managed to bring in such a beautiful cast of villains and origin stories for these villains, along with introducing us to Harley Quinn for the first time ever. Then spinning off to Superman the Animated Series and then Justice League and all these. I think he is still my definitive Batman.
I mean, the voice cast, you know, you got to talk about, like...
Kevin Conroy, Ephraim Zimbalist Jr., Mark Hamill.
Too. Yeah, he voices Injustice, and he voices just the Arkham series Batman.
So that's who, if I see Batman in a comic, that's who I hear the voice as.
When people list, like, you know, best live-action Batmans, it's almost always they also put...
Kevin Conroy.
That list, like, it's almost like, even though he didn't technically do it live-action, don't hit me with the CW universe crap. We still acknowledge him as, like, one of the Batmen. And also Mark Hamill's the Joker. Will, of course... that's how one of your favorite villains became one of your favorite villains, because they redid Mr.
The Heart of Ice story with Mr. Freeze.
There's a lot of good. There's a I finally, last year, I watched
Mask of the Phantasm.
Phantasm, which is a very good movie. Yeah.
I've seen that.
Okay. So, yes, that is my definitive Batman and always will be. But I have to ask you guys, what is your favorite animated series altogether?
Like, what do you mean? Like
movie series, TV series?
It can be the 2004 The Batman. It can be Brave and the Bold. Beware.
I at least want to give a shout out to The Batman, because, like, The Batman is
very good animated series. It might be my favorite. It's it gives me, you know, the early 2000s Teenage Ninja Turtles cartoon. Yeah, it gives me those kind of vibes. I like that one a lot. The only thing I don't like is the Joker, and that is a bit different. They want something different with the Joker in that.
Oh, Riddler.
Yes, Riddler. I think that might be my favorite one. Of course, the only one I've watched from start to finish would be the Batman the Animated Series. So I might just say that one.
I'm saying that one too. I don't think anything is really competing. Same.
There's not like a bad episode of that. Like I've watched.
No, there's not.
I've watched the Riddler episodes, like, because that's like my definitive
John version. Glover.
Yeah, that's like, oh, it is John Glover. You met him, didn't you? We met him. That's like my definitive version of the Riddler so far that we've gotten is the animated series Riddler.
So then what is your favorite animated film?
I have mine.
Okay, say yours.
Right now I'd probably say Batman versus Robin.
Okay, yeah. Court of Owls is a good story.
Movie was so good.
Yeah. I might say, I might be generic and say, oh wait, can I say Batman, Superman, Public Enemies?
Yeah.
I like Batman, Superman, Public Enemies. It's a good one.
So mine is a three-way tie for first. Between Batman Under the Red Hood, Batman Mask of the Phantasm, and the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah, Lego Batman. The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2 are very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are amazing.
And then last one, favorite voice actor.
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, it's Kevin Conroy. It's not really a competition. Yeah, you can't give anyone else that title.
Okay, outside of him, what would you say?
Who voiced him in Arkham Origins? Because he did a pretty good job.
Craig Smith.
Okay. For some reason, I was going to say Troy Baker. But yeah, I think he voices the Joker in that, or Nolan North does. I don't know. But yes, whoever
Troy
you just...
Troy Baker is the Joker in Arkham Origins.
Okay.
My second, then, is probably Jason O'Mara.
Yeah.
Conroy.
Who voices him in Under the Red Hood? He's good, too.
That's my second favorite, which is Bruce Greenwood. He also voices him in Young Justice as well.
I liked him.
Okay, so... I do want to give a shout out to Olin Sol. He was Batman in the Super Friends era. Yeah. And he really helped define the character, too.
Yeah, Will Arnett. You got to give a shout out to Will Arnett.
Yeah. But then after all those animated appearances from animated films and his many, many series, we got the live action Batmans. Batman adaptions themselves to movies.
Batman, they / thems.
Stop.
Okay, I'm done.
So they've had many, many live action adaptions, whether it be animated whether it be television or film. So what's your favorite, live action adaption?
This is pretty tough. Not like movie, but like just actor that's done him.
It can be movie or TV. Not so much actor as it is, like, how the series handled the character and wrote them.
I like all of them individually, and that's such a bad thing to say, but if I had to, like, specifically pick one, it's probably Affleck.
Same Affleck? For me. I know he has... flaws, like a few flaws, like with where his story started being like a Dark Knight Rises or Dark Knight Returns story.
Like as far as comic, like he, you know, it's easy to say Bale, but like Affleck's easily the most comic accurate Batman.
Yes.
And Batfleck is just so much more entertaining than Bale.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the voice is a million times better.
The voice is
and
good.
The design.
The suit
and the
is
character.
Good. Even though I don't like the logo as much, I love the gray and black. They never fully committed to the gray and black in the Christian Bale movies, but like, you know, I love the gray and black suit on Affleck. I love his Batmobile. I love his Alfred. Jeremy Irons is a good Alfred.
And I like how, again, he's not stupid OP when he's working with the Justice League.
Right.
He's still he's Batman.
Kicked by Superman. Like, really. Like, he's basically in that Batman vs. Superman fight without the kryptonite. He's just running the whole time.
He's still Batman. He's not this god that Batman has sometimes when he's with the Justice League.
So, for me... I'm going to go old school and say Keaton.
Okay. Nice. That's respectable. Now,
it's not just for the Batman itself, but kind of the universe they created with Vicky Vale and Harvey Dent. And then the Joker, still my favorite Joker to this day.
Is that because of the scene where he's hanging upside down, shirtless? Is that your favorite? You like him? No.
I think the way they wrote and balanced the character is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very Tim Burton, and we're all Tim Burton fans here.
So as far as live-action adaptions go, what is your favorite live-action television adaption that they've had so far? And we've had a few from Adam West to David Mazouz, Ian Glen. You know, we've had our fair share.
Yeah, David Mazouz is good. He's the one from Gotham, which, yeah. You know, it's like he's a kid. But, like, I think as far as, like, kid Batman, he's very good.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen the scene where he, like, confronts Matches Malone?
Oh, my gosh.
He's, like, where he confronts the guy that killed his parents. That's a very good, like, for a kid actor, it's very good. Yeah, I like Ian Glen, you know, because I'm a Game of Thrones guy. But that is not Batman.
That so is, far from it.
That is not Batman. He just murders everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll say the kid from Gotham.
What about you?
I'm just going to say Adam West, because I haven't seen too much of live-action Batman in TV.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with Adam West, so.
I was going to say Adam West as well. It's just such a, you know, a very special place in my heart for it. So what is your favorite live-action series? As far, yeah, like the series. Do you prefer the Titans? Do you prefer Mizzou, like Gotham, or do you prefer the Adam West Batman 66?
I found myself watching the most Adam West 66.
Probably. Batman 66 for me as well.
Yeah, I think it's a clean sweep for that. We should like make a bracket. We should have made.
I know. But have our followers vote, see what they come up with.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Okay, so I want to give a shout out real quick before we choose our favorite movies. I want to give a shout out to Lewis Wilson and Robert Lowry. They were technically the first Batman in the Batman serials back in the 40s.
Oh, yeah. We never talked about the black and white Batman serials where he fought, like, the wizard, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one did he?
Kevin Conroy for the Arrowverse for actually getting his own live-action portrayal.
Well, because he fights Egghead in Adam West. Does he fight Egg Fu anytime? I didn't think Egg Fu was
Egghead. No, it's Egghead and then the Pharaoh or King Tut.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
One
of the things I love the Adam West series later did.
Egg Fu's a Marvel villain big with like an Asian mustache on him.
Yeah. He's something else.
Egg Fu is DC.
Oh, he is?
Is he?
Is he
a Wonder Woman villain?
Yep, he's a Wonder Woman villain.
So, I want to give a shout out to Kevin Conroy too for his one live action appearance.
In the CW verse, yeah.
Yeah. No, okay, what is your favorite movie?
Live action, I take it.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all just going to pick even though Will might hit us with Batman 89, I feel like we're all just going to pick different Nolan-verse Dark Knight
trilogy. All right, are we all just going to pick the Dark Knight?
No, I'm not. That's not my favorite. That's not my favorite from the trilogy, even though I know it's probably the superior movie. It's not my favorite from the trilogy.
Which one is?
It's the Dark Knight Rises. I know you don't like Bane in that, but I love Bane. I think Tom Hardy does a better Bane than Heath Ledger does Joker.
Huh?
Yeah, I know that's a bold statement.
That's a very bold statement, sir.
Just for that, I'm picking the Dark Knight because my of favorite, Ledger's Joker.
He is my favorite live-action villain, is Tom Hardy's Bane.
Do the impression of the Pringles can.
Yeah. Ah, shoot,
I don't have the Pringles can, Batman.
Literally, his whole performance is just his eyes, and I think he does such a good job.
I would have liked him better if he looked like Bane.
If they jacked
he was
him up,
Hispanic.
Yeah. I think
got rid of the dumb voice, the dumb costume.
I think he could still. I think you could still keep it in a realistic Nolan universe and have him on Venom or steroids, whatever you
want to
say.
I want the crazy luchador costume. I want them to go all.
But yeah,
out
I mean, but obviously you need to do Batista. How they haven't like.
No.
Yes, he's petitioning to.
He's Filipino. He's not Hispanic.
He's like Vin Diesel. He can play anything.
No, I want an actual Hispanic actor.
Like, they classify The Rock as the first ever black WWE champion, and I'm like, I mean, okay.
I mean, The Rock's. I mean, he's playing Black Adam. He's playing a Middle Eastern character.
And he's part Samoan, part African American, and they said Middle Eastern.
Yeah. I'm not complaining.
Not happy about it.
really well.
Yeah. Okay. I said why I like The Dark Knight Rises mostly because of Bane, and also I just think it has an epic feel to it. Geller, do you just want to talk about why Heath Ledger does such a good Joker? Because no one's ever talked about that before.
Yeah, no one's ever talked about that.
But, do you have a favorite scene from that movie with Heath Ledger?
Honestly, I'm just going to say the pencil scene. You remember where he's
The
magic trick.
Walks over, slams his head to the pencil.
Ta-da! I mean, the thing I like about that is that he tells that story again later, but then it's different.
And it was just so unexpected. Yeah. It just shows how crazy
which
he actually
feeds into
was.
The whole, he does, his origin is multiple choice, which is a good thing about the Joker.
And the first part, the bank heist scene.
Yeah.
How about
so
you, Will?
I have to go with the live-action Batman movie I've watched probably the most of my life.
Batman 89.
No, Batman 66 movie.
Batman 60, the one where he surf the Joker episode. He uses the shark repellent in the movie.
That's shark repellent.
Shark repellent.
Carrying the comedically large bomb over his head.
Where to put it. He sees a bunch of nuns. He's he's going to drop it in the water. He sees a family of duckies. He's not in there.
And that thing should have exploded by then, but it's so long. I love how goofy it is.
I don't think I've seen it before.
I own it.
Yeah, I need to watch. I've seen almost the whole series because it's a good series.
But yeah, I'd have to go to the Batman 66.
Okay, so. Gallagher, you're Nolan fans and you're a... Okay.
So altogether, animated included, live action, top three films.
Top three films.
Live action, animated included, top three. Give me a minute.
Okay, I'll go.
Go ahead.
The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2. I know that's cheating, but that's number 3.
Okay. That's not cheating.
Batman 89, number 2. And then...
Batman Returns?
No, Batman 89, which is...
Just, he's second. Got it.
Yeah. And then Dark Knight Rises.
All right. I have mine. But
all right, go.
Mine are pretty similar, so... My number 1, Batman versus Robin. My number 2, The Dark Knight... My number 3, Part 1 and 2 of Dark Knight Returns.
Mine are all animated in the 3, and it's the 3 I listed earlier, which is Mask of the Phantasm, Under the Red Hood, and the Lego Batman movie.
Okay, none of the live-action ones you get into your top betrayals.
I feel as much as I love them, we've yet to really get a good live-action Batman.
I was just going to cheap out and just say the Batman trailer. That's the Batman.
I was pretty close to.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? Could that take the place as the best live-action Batman?
I think
absolutely.
Easily.
Is it your favorite suit?
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
I think Batfleck's probably my favorite
still
suit.
People are still saying that might not be his final suit. He might get a different suit.
I bet
a more comic-looking suit.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. We are talking about that at the end here.
Okay.
But first, what's your favorite comic book story of Batman?
Okay.
I don't read too many Batman comics.
He is the character for solo graphic novel stories.
Yeah.
There is no other character that has more, probably. I've read a lot of them, but I haven't read all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Long Halloween, how generic that sounds. It's very Batman. It's very good.
Okay.
Because I don't want to say Dark Knight Returns, because as much as I like the movie and it's a good, it's that's not really Batman, that's old Batman, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, because and then Year One, which gets thrown around a lot, is Day One Year One Batman, of course, and you know, he doesn't have as much Rogues Gallery yet or his character. So I'm gonna say overall Long Halloween, even though it's generic.
From what you have read, do you have Long Gallery, even though you haven't read a lot?
Yeah. I'm going to say The Killing Joke, even though that's kind of a basic one.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think it's one of the best Batman versus Joker stories out there.
Yeah, especially when Batman has sex with Batgirl on the roof.
Okay, that was a movie thing, not a comic thing.
Not in the movie version,
that was
a
weird movie thing.
So I'm going to go a little weird here, and I know you guys chose solo stories, but I got to go with the team up. My favorite Batman comic to this day, besides Death in the Family, is Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 1.
All right, I have all three. Cowabunga. This is where my parents died, Raphael.
Cowabummer.
Like, Geller has used that meme a million times in our group chat, and I had to, like, flip through the book because I have it, and I'm like, does he actually say cowabunga? He does not.
He does not say cowabummer.
Because I remember looking up, this is a little off topic, but I remember, you remember those Moon Knight comic panels that were going around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted those to be real so badly.
Is that like when he shows up to like the devil's house, or who does he show up?
He's like, Dracula, you big nerd, yeah, oh, where's my money?
It's Dracula at the time.
Okay, except my favorite one that is real is, random crap, go!
Dracula, you big nerd, where's... Oscar Isaac needs to do that in the series.
I'm so ready for that show.
Yeah.
When they first announced the Disney Plus slate, Hawkeye and Moon Knight were my most anticipated.
Calls Mephisto.
I'm very looking forward.
That's how they finally reveal Mephisto.
Disney Plus is really just the Mephisto story.
You big nerd, where's my money?
All right, so what's your guys' favorite video game from the Batman franchises? Like, all of them. It doesn't just have to be the Arkhams.
Does Injustice count?
Yep.
Then definitely Injustice.
He's very much the main character.
One or two?
He's one of the...
Two, right? Or one. What's your favorite? Do not say one. He's going to say one because they Deathstroke is in the first one, but not the second.
But two has...
It's perfectly acceptable.
Well, two has Atrocitus, Black Manta, and Darkseid.
And it's much more Black Adam heavy focus.
But then one's gameplay is so much better. And then the costumes, in my opinion, are better.
And then Deathstroke with
Justice 2, yeah, costumes are absolute garbage.
Stupid 2016 Suicide Squad movie took Deathstroke's roster spot away from Deadshot, of all people.
Who sucked to play as?
Yeah, he's not even fun. He has no combo potential whatsoever. But yeah, just that one fact, you know what? Injustice 1.
What about you, Harrison? What's your favorite Batman video game?
Okay, like, this is going to be controversial to say because it's unanimously known as the worst in the series. But Arkham Knight is so fun.
Arkham Knight is the video game that I have the most hours put into. I was just playing it today.
Like, it's disappointing story-wise, mostly in the fact that...
But gameplay!
Yeah, but, and, like, people complain, they're like, oh, the Batmobile's in it so much, and then I finally played it, and I'm like, but the Batmobile is so fun.
But here's the one complaint.
What?
It's Deathstroke-related again.
That you fight him in a tank. Yeah, that's... I will say, ridiculous. Yeah, they.
The fact that he was playable in Arkham Origins, but not this.
No, it's just like Geller said, like the best hand-to-hand combatant in Batman's Rogues Gallery, and you have a tank battle with him.
Like, that was kind of like, you remember I forget which Arkham game it was, but the Arkham final Origins. Joker boss fight where he was a big
Arkham
monster.
Oh, Arkham Asylum, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in Arkham Origins, with the Predator missions, you could play as Deathstroke.
You could, yeah. I think you had to pre-order the game.
I'm pretty sure you could buy it as like a DLC.
Yeah, Arkham Knight. It's
mine's the same as you.
Yeah, it's disappointing because they hyped up the Arkham Knight so much and it was just Jason, which
everybody figured.
Right, because like the whole game, it's just Death of the Family flashbacks, and you're like, why are they showing us this?
So okay, let's dive into the Batman 2022 trailer. Just thoughts on what we hope for, what we expect.
Can we do favorite villains and favorite Bat family member?
And favorite.
Yes, thank you.
Favorite Bat suit, too.
Favorite Bat suit, okay.
So those three.
Yeah, start us off, Harry.
Okay, we'll do favorite villain first, because we could. That's a big one. Because he does have the best Rogues Gallery. There is no, there's no debate.
Spider-Man's the only one that contends.
Spider-Man and
I think
Flash,
Batman still wins, but Spider-Man
I would say, like,
contends.
Spider-Man, Flash, Superman, they all have good ones, too.
The more I'm starting to learn, I think I like Flash's Rogues Gallery more than Spidey's.
Really?
Flash has a more colorful one. Okay, anyway, so, Batman villain. I'm going to say Scarecrow because he's been my, like, favorite Batman villain forever.
Scarecrow's awesome.
Yeah.
Little Jonathan Crane.
It might be because I liked Batman Begins so much growing up, even though I don't really like him that much in that movie. Like, he's good, but, like, he's not my Scarecrow.
Yeah. You know?
I love Cillian Murphy. I think Cillian Murphy does a great job as Scarecrow.
My Scarecrow, like, my favorite version they've done of him, it's not Titans because he's a stoner in that. Though it's interesting. It's kind of fun. It's kind of, you know what, they've done pretty good with him. But I think Injustice 2 does a really good Scarecrow. Robert Englund.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Robert Englund.
Yeah. Arkham Knights is good, too. But I don't know, the look and the voice and the fighting style, because I play with them. I think, Scarecrow is my favorite Batman villain.
Yeller?
Even though mine may not count, Deathstroke, but if Deathstroke doesn't count, it's...
No, it does. I said I don't accept him as one. Okay. There's a difference between my personal preference and what he is.
Yeah. If Deathstroke doesn't count, I at least wanted to say it. It's probably a two-way tie between Bane and then Talon after watching First Robin.
Did you know Talon's a Suicide Squad member? No.
That's awesome. I want to see so more of him. He's so cool.
And apparently in the comics, William Cobb Talon is an ancestor of Dick Grayson.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, we do know that the Court of Owls are going to be the villains in Gotham Knights, the new Batman game that comes out.
Like, we should have touched on that, too, a little bit more.
Does that come out, like, next month?
We can talk about that. Talk about our favorite Bat family.
Yeah, because it's just a Bat family. But, yeah, the Court of Owls are going to be the main villain in that game, so we'll get Talon boss fight, which will be fun.
And I like how
First of October, I'll be in Florida. All
right.
I say we all buy it, and we start a Heralds gaming channel.
That would be fun.
Do it for
because like I think we would all pick it. I think we would all pick different Bat family members.
I'm Nightwing all the way.
Yeah, I think you'd be Jason.
Right. I was gonna say, yeah.
And as much as I love Tim, I would probably, since Tim's not in the game, I would probably be Damian.
Tim's in the that's Tim.
That's Damian.
I thought it was Tim with Damian's look.
It's sadly Damian. It is Damian's look because it's a yellow cape.
I would have rather it have been Tim and then just make him Red Robin or something.
No, I agree with you. I like Tim. We'll talk about that in Family Members. But
favorite villain, Deathstroke. I love all of his solo stories and all the crazy stuff he has. His movie is awesome. Just great character. Incredibly entertaining to watch.
Will is really debating on us. He wants to make sure it's Damian, not Tim.
Not debating. I'm literally just... you know, checking.
Trust me, I'm disappointed. It is, they, for some reason, like, Damian's just the definitive Robin now. They kind of just skipped Tim in the comics.
I'm on the Gotham Knights website. Tim Drake may be the youngest Bat family, but he's also the smartest and a master of deductive reasoning. I was right. It's Tim Drake with Damian's look.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm on the Gotham Knights website. It's Tim.
No, Damian had a sword.
Yeah, I know, that's what I thought. I thought he had a sword in the gameplay, but he does have his bow staff.
It's Tim.
Okay,
is Tim.
I'm definitely Tim.
See, aren't you happy now?
Well, now I'm definitely buying the game. Because that I don't know if I like... Do you like the Red Hood's look in that game?
I think he's
good. No.
Beefcake.
I was going to say, he's beefy. They made Red Hood beefy.
Yeah.
That's not Jason Todd. That's Jason Voorhees. It's a good thing. I'm not complaining.
They all know it. They just don't want to say it. They don't want to die.
All four of us, so did we just accidentally opt Asher in as Batgirl?
Oh, of course. Asher has to be Batgirl.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's going to be such a fun game.
I hope so. I mean, it's weird because, like, the two DC games they announced, that's the one that doesn't take place in the Arkhamverse. It's Kill the Justice League, which is so weird because this game starts off with Batman dead, or maybe he's in hiding. I'm sure he's in hiding.
Isn't this one not canon to the game? This one's like an off-canon.
Well, this one's not in the Arkham universe, which is weird because Arkham Knight ends with Batman dying and then, like, the Bat family supposed to take up the mantle. This one starts with Batman supposedly dead and the Bat family have to take up the mantle, but it's not in the Arkham series. Like, that's so weird. Right, Will?
It is. But it's its own universe, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. We got, like, a gameplay trailer where, like, I think a Batgirl and the rest of the family fought Mr. Freeze, which is a fun little thing we got last year. That looked pretty good. Speaking of Mr. Freeze, Will, you want to talk about your favorite Batman villain?
Oh my gosh, Victor Freeze. Mr. Freeze.
Great character.
He is, in my opinion, the greatest Batman villain. Now, my favorite DC villain is Deathstroke, but I refuse to count him as a Batman villain. Because he will always be a Robin/Teen Titans villain for me. I even hate it when he's a Green Arrow villain.
He's not a Green Arrow villain. Like, he was great in Arrow, but, like, if you're...
he was appearing in the Green Arrow comics before Arrow was a villain.
Yeah, I know that. He jumps around. He's kind of a whore.
He does. But for me, it's Mr. Freeze. I love his story, how he's not really driven by crime and madness as much as he is healing his wife. Now, recently, they botched that by bringing Nora back and them splitting up and all this madness. It's stupid.
The new 52 origin for Mr. Freeze, I hate so much.
I don't like all that. I think they should have kept it to where he's just trying to get his wife back.
Because the new 52 origin is, it turns out Nora is not his wife. It's just some random person that he fell in love with.
I don't like
that. Like, did you know that, Will? Like, it's
the new 52
origin is he worked at, like, a cryo, you know, where, like, they freeze people. And one of the chicks that they had frozen was Nora Free, or just Nora, I don't know what her last name, but obviously it wasn't Freeze, because they never knew each other. He just worked there and just fell in love with her frozen body and made up the story that, like, they're married.
Oh, no.
I know.
I don't like that at all.
So what's your favorite Bat family member?
Who's going first?
Tim. Tim's better than Dick. Tim's better Robin than Dick.
Jason Todd, Red Hood is awesome. That's it.
You can suck my Grayson. It is Tim.
Listen, Tim is absolutely the better detective. But my God, he can't fight worth crap.
Tim is a better Robin. Dick is Nightwing.
Dick is a better Robin. He is Robin. He is the first Robin and the best Robin. Dick is not only a great detective, but he's a bomb crime fighter. Bomb combatant and bomb acrobatic. Meanwhile, poor Tim had to be trained by Bruce and the League of Assassins and other people and still struggled to fight.
Only thing Dick has over Tim is that tight ass. That is the only thing Dick has better.
Really?
Have you seen that butt?
What about the fact that he was excused dating both Starfire and Batgirl at the same time, no one batted an eye, including the women?
The one that decided Batman's identity on his own.
I just said he's a better detective, and I'll absolutely give you that.
And he was in the Olympics, and he was going to an Ivy League school.
But
he's smarter, but I don't think he's a better combatant than Dick.
No, he's not a better fighter. Dick's a better fighter.
That's what you were saying.
Okay, I will say the worst thing Dick Grayson has ever done is it was shortly after the Killing Joke story. Barbara was recently crippled. They did a trapeze act together, like for old times. He held her legs together and all this and had this fun romantic date. He slept with her and then went, hey, I gotta go get back to Starfire the morning after and ditched her for Starfire and left her there.
Jeez. They're doing that.
He's really crippled.
Titans, Dick Grayson has slept with every female character in that show.
Except for Blackfire. She slept with Superboy.
Oh, you know what? I haven't watched the newest episode, but they definitely hinted that Superboy and Blackfire were going to do it, which is so weird.
They showed them doing it, and I hated it.
Okay.
Dick is a dick.
That's what I'm saying. So we introduced to Dick Grayson. Did he sleep with Dinah?
Donna? No, they're just friends.
But he did sleep with
Dawn.
He did sleep with Dawn. He slept with Starfire in the show, and he slept with Barbara. I think that's everyone so far. Like he slept with all three of those in the I don't know about Dove. I really don't know about Dove.
They dated before Dove and Hank.
Okay. Are you a Barbara and Dick fan or
always and forever. Even though I'm a Titans guy at heart, it's always gonna be Barbara and Dick Grayson for me.
I'm the opposite. I'm a Dick Starfire.
Dude, Corey's like an Amazon compared to Dick. Like Corey's like taller. She's like,
it just never felt right for me.
Yeah,
it gave an interesting dynamic that she was this powerful alien and he's a street level vigilante.
Well, here's my issue. He obviously, part of the reason he loves Barbara is for her intelligence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna go for the new ditzy alien.
I thought it was because they can pop a wheelie when they're having sex.
It just never made sense to me story-wise. Like, why would he, when he loves her intelligence, he'd go for the dits? Because she's hot? That's it? Like, that was it.
I don't like him and Babs because she's in the Bat family, and it's, you know, it's like, don't
it's
date
like dating your sister.
Don't date the family, yeah.
But it wasn't for them because it was, she was never, even though she was part of the Bat family, she was never one of Bruce's. She was like the outside Bat family member.
Don't they do it weird in the Arkhamverse where Tim dates Babs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Tim and Babs are a thing, which is, I don't know.
The smart ones, I guess.
Yeah, the nerds.
I can. That's understandable.
Better so what's your favorite bat suit in all of animation, TV, and comics?
Dude, wait, Ace the Bat Hound, that's your favorite Bat family member, isn't it, Will?
Oh, no, it's Dick Grayson still. Okay. Remember, my favorite.
Let's all have a shout out to Alfred, though, the real Bat family member.
Are we talking about any bat suit ever?
Yes.
Okay, I got mine then.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Hellbat.
Thing is so cool.
What about you, Harry?
See, if I say Red Death, that's cheating, but when your favorite superhero is The Flash and you also love Batman, it's really hard not to say Red Death. But for some reason, even though it's terrible and ugly, Azrael's Batman suit is so 90s.
It's so cool. It's I so love cool. that thing.
Do they have a Funko Pop of that?
I'm getting the Hellbat one pretty soon. I told myself I wasn't going to get too many more Batman, but I think I'm going to have to get
I that like one. The concept of Hellbat because like it is the most powerful bat suit. Like he can fight Darkseid with that, but it like the longer he wears it, the more it's like killing him.
And see, which is I know I don't like when Batman's like super powerful, but I'll accept it sort of just cuz it's just a suit.
Yeah.
But it actually has a consequence to using it.
Yeah.
It's not just this omnipotent thing that he puts it on.
I forget. Why does he go to Apocalypse to beat up Darkseid? Like, why? Like, in that story, is it because he kills the Justice League? Or, God, I forget. That's not the story where he shoots Darkseid with a bullet, right, and kills him?
I would hope not.
That's a funny He kills Darkseid with a gun. You don't know that?
I think
he shoots him with a pistol that had like an anti-life bullet in it, and it's just funny because it's just a picture. You know, it's just Batman standing over a dead Darkseid with a Glock in his hand. I don't know why. Have you seen the comic panel where Batman makes someone shoot themselves in the balls?
Oh no.
Yeah. So there's a comic panel where like a crook is grabbing for his gun, which he has in his pants. He's pulling for his pistol in his pants, and Batman kicks his hand, and he makes the gun go off in his pants. Yeah.
So, for me, my favorite suit, odd, but it is for me, and I don't know why. It's the Arkham Origins suit.
That's a good one.
It's a good suit.
Yeah.
For me, spandex Batman never works. For me, he needs to have some sort of armor protection.
Yeah. I mean, full spandex, yeah, no, it's dumb.
Because like, it just doesn't make any sense for a lot of characters, other than, I guess, Superman to be wearing full spandex. I was going to say,
Superman's
spandex.
The only one that should be wearing full spandex.
But even then, like, he just looks cooler in armor. Even if it doesn't serve a purpose, it just looks better.
I never thought so for suits. I don't know why,
Wait, you don't like spandex for suits?
I meant armor.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, because, like, the new 52 look tried to give him a bit of an armor look, and I'm like, he doesn't, or, like, Injustice, he's wearing armor, and I'm like, he doesn't need armor.
Yeah. My favorite bat suit has to be Arkham Origins.
It's not, like, traditional armor. It's sort of just, I don't know.
The Injustice universe look works because he's a D-I-C-K in that universe, and
like,
that looks
armor. I feel
but, like, in Injustice
he's a dictator.
It's like a crown. Yeah, I like it. I mean, obviously. I was going to say,
that look makes sense because he looks like a dictator in that look.
He looks like an evil dictator. And then also with the evil Superman's Injustice One, he looks like a dictator.
His normal still looks pretty good. The blue's pretty on point. Yeah,
I really like this
one. But like the one from 2, wait, go over one. Go on the, here, wait.
I know which one you're talking about.
I think it's that. Like, off the crown part.
Yeah.
The blue's really good. Like, the red and blue. Anyway, what were you talking about, Will?
So, the Batman 2022. We've got a lot to look forward to with this movie.
Yes.
Batnipple. So, one, the trailer was already spectacular.
A year ago. God, it's been a year.
I know.
That's crazy.
Well, the October 16th of this year is our DC fandom.
I think I've watched that trailer, like, at least once a month.
Probably same.
So Injustice.
What are you most looking forward to with this movie?
I was going to say, we have just a lot of Batman to look forward to in general next year, because we're getting the return of Batfleck and Michael Keaton Batman next year. Like, we're getting three different live-action Batman next year.
And let's not forget Batman Caped Crusader, the animated series helmed by
Yeah.
Bruce Timm, J.J. Abrams, and Matt Reeves.
And we're getting the Gotham Knights game later this year, and we're getting Kill the Justice League next year.
There's always Batman something. Can I
get this game? Justice League too?
That'd be fun. Who are you going to main on Kill? I'm going to be Boomerang.
I want to be King Shark.
Okay. I want to be Boomerang.
I want to be Boomerang.
Will you, Will you have to be Harley or Dead? Wait, no, you have to be Deadshot because Asher has to be Harley. Yeah.
it has to happen.
Can they give me a different Suicide Squad member?
His Deadshot suit in that game looks so weird.
I'm just horrible at guns in video games.
Fine, I'll let you be Boomerang.
The Batman. Yeah. What are you most looking forward to?
What am I most... like I said, with the Batman the Animated Series, that's my definitive version of the Riddler. I want this to be my definitive version of the Riddler, as much as I'm excited to see Pattinson.
Yeah.
Like, this Riddler from the trailer looks really good. And I
just don't like his look so far.
I typically don't like the Riddler, so I would really like it if this became the definitive version of the Riddler, because this makes him better.
Scary.
Yeah, like, this makes him...
purple glasses, at least a tux.
The purple on. Will, I'm sure he will have, like, a more... Like, that's definitely his, like, beginning outfit.
I hope.
Yeah, there's no way.
I just don't want a bowler hat with all the question marks. No, yeah. Like, nothing goofy like that. I mean, like, some characters
if the test screening, if the test screening reactions are true from, like, a month ago, they're like, he's scary as hell. And I'm like, please let that be true.
So, for me, I'd have to say my most anticipated parts of that movie are Colin Farrell's Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah.
And, Batman himself.
Can we just get like an hour of him just beating on that one guy and that we get in the trailer?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then what is it? One of the thugs there ended up becoming Tim Drake in Titans.
The little kid thug in the background that I think is really recording it plays Tim Drake in the Titans universe, which is kind of funny. Do you think those are Joker goons? Because they're wearing clown makeup.
There's a chance.
They're wearing skulls though.
You think it's skulls? Okay.
It looked a little clownish on some of them, though. I feel like it could be either.
I'd be okay if, like, some villains are already established in the universe. Like, it does. Like, I feel like some villains, even though he's, like, year two or three, he's pretty early in his Batman. But, like, some villains have to already be established, right?
Yeah. I would say so.
Gellers are something you're looking forward to the most in the Batman? Is it the car?
Honestly, the car is beautiful, and... Since I really don't like the Riddler or Penguin all that much, to be honest, I actually have really high hopes for this movie with them two being the villain. I feel like they're going to do both of them.
Let's not forget Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman.
Yeah, Catwoman too.
I want a good version of the Catwoman. There's been okay versions of Catwoman. And then also, I like Andy Serkis as Alfred. I'm interested to see Andy Serkis as Alfred.
I'm interested to see it. I'm not going to say I like him yet. I'm going to wait so I can see him.
Marvel Kano.
Yeah, he would be a good Kano.
I know. Andy just get Serkis. Him into shape and he's perfect.
Yeah.
That is true.
Because he already has, like, his, I was going to say Robo he eye, was, but he has Robo yeah. arm.
He was basically playing Kano as Claw. Yeah. Pretty much the
just
same.
Just make it like, try.
What is your biggest concern coming up for this movie?
That it's too realistic. Because I don't want it to be as realistic as the Nolan movies. Because
let this be a Nolan thing.
He got a super grounded version of the Batman. This can be a bit grounded, you know, it doesn't have to be super wacky. But, like, yeah. I love Ben Affleck's Batman because it feels like a comic book Batman. I want this to feel like a comic book Batman.
You don't want it to feel like some just...
I want to be able to think like, yeah, Bane, a big steroid jacked Bane could live in this universe. That, you know, he.
I agree.
Like, Mr. Freeze could be taken seriously in that universe. Or like I don't want them to only do like ground level villains. Like, I want them to do like more like Solomon Grundy or Man-Bat should be able to show.
Have more crazier out there villains.
Batmite should be able to show.
If Batmite can.
Mr. Mitzel-Pitalik.
I am down for Batmite.
Catman. Zebra Man. Come on, let's keep it going.
Zebra Batman.
Yeah, Eraser. Calculator.
Look them up, they're all real.
and Calendar Man.
Condiment King.
Kite Man.
Condiment King.
Kite Man, hell yeah. You know, I want a Condiment King solo movie.
We'll get there one day.
Kite Man can be the villain.
The world just might not be ready for it yet.
World, you're right. You're right.
The world. I would say my biggest concern for this is them letting the runtime. I'm worried about them not feeling. How do I put this? I'm worried about them trying to stuff too much in one movie and not getting a complete story out.
Okay. I mean, the test screening said it's a 3-hour movie, which obviously normally they trim it down, but like the initial screening they did last month, it was 3 hours.
And I've heard the Penguin isn't in it all that much.
I've heard the scenes we see in the trailer, like his scenes in the movie.
I'm okay with that, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's looking like Riddler's going to be the main villain.
He's going to get his own show, especially. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, Oswald Cobblepot should, like, be in the background just of Gotham. Like, he's just... Yeah. I don't know. Will, is there anything... So you're concerned about that? Keller, is there anything you're concerned they'll do wrong?
I have the same concern you do. Okay. I even thought some parts in the Nolan trilogy were way too grounded in reality and didn't really go into more of the comic-y aspects they could have.
Do you like the Tumblr? I mean, it's just a tank.
I don't have any problems with it. I think it's cool. It gets the job done as the Batmobile.
We didn't say our favorite Batmobile, but...
Adam West?
Yours is Adam West. Yours is... Is it Pattinson?
It's either Pattinson or Batfleck.
Yeah, mine's either Batfleck or the Arkham game. Or Arkham Knight.
That one's up there, too, for me. I like that one.
If it's not Batfleck for me, it is the animated series.
The only reason I don't like Batfleck is because he kills everyone with it. I don't like that part.
Runs them over. Yeah.
He machine guns.
Let's be honest, though. The greatest part about playing Arkham Knight is hitting the people and yelling, Batman doesn't kill.
It is very... Well, I mean, when you hit people with the car in Arkham Knight, like, it says, like...
And they're electrocuted.
But, like, it's... I forget what they say. There's, like, a... Like, it's a non... Or, like, when you're firing machine guns, it's, like, machine gun, and then you target a human being, and it's, like, rubber bullet. Machine gun, rubber bullet.
Automatic tracking system that determines bad guy from innocent civilian.
Do you think in Gotham Knights, Red Hood's gonna be shooting real bullets or rubber bullets?
Rubber.
Okay.
Yeah. So, altogether, we have a lot to look forward to with Batman. And obviously, it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Batman is the most popular superhero ever. I don't even think Batman can dethrone him there.
I think he doubles the amount of merchandise than any other superhero, like, sold-wise.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But we have a lot to look forward to, and it's been good for Batman.
It's been good for Batman. I mean...
But to cap it off. We got our recommendations.
I haven't, like, I don't think I
have. Show, movie, comic, all Batman.
Oh, it has to be all Batman?
Yeah.
You want to go movie first?
Movie, yeah, I recommend a movie.
I'm going to say Batman vs. Robin because I've been talking about it so much. Great movie, watch it.
Right.
One's the main villain. Or one of.
Since I won't recommend Batman and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic-wise, because I've recommended that comic a lot, I'll say watch the movie, because they made an animated movie.
Yes.
And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is very fun, you know, because we're all fans of both Batman and the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So we're going for Halloween this year.
Yeah, the plan is to go to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And, of course, Asher as April O'Neil.
Why can't I have Asher as Casey?
I'm Casey.
wait, who's... All four turtles.
I'm Raph.
Andrew is
Andrew's Mikey. Caleb is Donnie. And Becky.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Are you kidding me? Like, who looks more like
Casey or yeah, you do.
We also gave Asher Splinter or Shredder. And I said Shredder would be a bad idea because he would just tape a bunch of knives to his hand, then he'd like go to reach for his phone and accidentally stab himself in the face. But then Will wants to be Krang, so Will, you will be Krang.
Oh, yeah, I am Krang.
Yeah. Or you could be Bebop and or Rocksteady.
Krang!
Just be both at the same time.
You can have, like, Bebop on your front and then turn around.
Can you do, like, little sock puppets?
You can do little sock puppets.
I'll be Krang with Bebop and Rocksteady sock puppets.
Yeah. Could be a foot soldier. anyway, that's my animated... Yeah, that's movie.
Mine is Return of the Caped Crusader. It is the Batman 66 animated film they made.
Yeah, with all the voice cast that are still alive returning.
Yeah. So what about TV, guys? What show?
Harry, go first. I don't have many TV shows. I think some.
Yeah, it could be Batman related, so it can be like Justice League, Justice League Action, stuff like that.
Since we're probably getting that Penguin show and that Gotham show, you know, you got to bring it back to what that's very similar to. Do exactly what I did. Skip season one altogether. You won't miss anything. And just watch the rest, like, four seasons of Gotham, because they're very good. And they've become back popular recently. Like, people are starting to say, like, hey, this series kind of got slept on. But I think it's still on Netflix. If not, then it's probably on HBO Max. But
it's on Netflix, not HBO yet.
Okay, then watch, like, everything but season one of Gotham, because after season one, they actually just decided to go full comic book.
My show is going to be The Batman from 2004.
Yep.
All right, what about comic? What you got?
Comic.
No, it's going to be Batman Beyond, actually.
Batman Beyond? Yeah.
I'm going to give him Jeremy Guinness love.
I will recommend Batman the Animated Series.
Sweet.
Yeah. Haven't seen it yet. You got to watch it.
What you got for comic book?
Comic, I'm going to go with Killing Joke. It's a must read for all Batman or DC fans, honestly.
I like because it could be Batman related too, so you're good.
You know what? You should say Court of Owls.
Yeah, Court of Owls too.
Alrighty.
Comic. God. I want to say Death in the Family, but that's your thing, Will, so I'll let you have that one.
No, I already have mine picked, so you're good to say it.
Yeah, but, like, it's not as special to me as it is for you. And, like, I know you're not.
It was the first comic I've ever received.
So I'm going to say, I want to say a Justice League story, but I don't want to say a Justice League story.
What about the Injustice books you love?
The Injustice books are very good. I just don't like that version of Batman that much. God. I really want to read the Tim Burton comics that just came out. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, Batman 89.
Yeah, they, like, continue that universe. I really want to read those. I'm looking at, like, my shelf of comics right now. Like, a
just
dummy.
Recommend those, since you want to read them, too.
That and Batman Hush. There, I said Batman Hush.
Okay.
That's
I'm going to recommend Justice League / Power Rangers.
Nice.
And Batman Death in the Family.
Nice.
But I think that was a great episode.
We should do...
Join us next week where we will have our friend Mocha on talk Star Wars Visions.
Can we do a quick Thunderdome and just throw all the live-action Batman in arena and who would be the one that survived?
I also have a random fight that has nothing to do with the show, but I saw it online and I want to get everyone's opinion on it.
Okay, wait, Geller, do you think Affleck would be the only one to survive if they all fought, like, to the
all
death?
All live action?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think it's Adam West, because I don't think he can die. Like, I think, like, every...
Because he'd, like, just catch a bullet and be like,
yeah.
Gee willikers, Robin!
Yeah, he would accidentally kill people. Like, he doesn't even mean to.
Accident. Batfleck in the right between the eyes.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that Clooney Batman is dead as soon as it starts.
Yeah.
No, I'd give that one to,
Batman.
I don't know. I think Keaton's kind of in trouble too. Wait, you can try and look around and just...
You're right. He can't.
He wasn't that great of a fighter in his movies. Wait,
you think it's freaking Titans Batman's dead first?
Yeah.
Dude, he's a murdering maniac. He like brought an AK to the battle.
True. What did you want people's attention on, Geller?
Okay, I just saw this online. MCU Vision versus live action Shazam. I say
Vision
only because of the Mind Stone, the vibranium, and his, I wouldn't want to call it experience, but
I still give
his intelligence and battle knowledge.
I give it
to Vision for his phasing alone.
Yeah, that too.
I give it to Shazam because almost any fight with a Marvel or DC character, I'm going to give it to the DC character because I think all characters are on a different strength level.
I think it's a great unbiased opinion.
No, it's not a biased opinion. I just think... That like
well think realistically, Harry.
I'm not think
realistically.
I think that like power level wise, we're supposed to interpret DC characters like as gods, like just on completely different playing field. this other comic.
But character. What if the god is a child and has no idea how to use their powers?
I don't know, man. I just think she's, and especially because you picked Shazam, he's not like a weak one. Like he's
not weak by any means.
He's basically he has the powers of gods. I'm giving it to Shazam.
True.
I'm giving it to Vision.
Solomon, Hermes, Achilles, Zeus, Ares, and
Shazam power wise can keep up with Superman.
Mercury.
But I'm talking both live action versions, because this version of Shazam,
you're right. We haven't seen how powerful he is yet. I'm talking
Shazam from that movie. So I'm talking the one who has no idea what he's doing, because that was the one that the thing online said it's that version.
I'm still giving it to Shazam, but I understand.
All right. So we have Affleck wins as far as the death battle in live action Batman.
Adam West is killing them all.
Sorry, Adam West wins.
And he won't do it on purpose either.
He'll accidentally trip. Accident. He'll accidentally stick his foot out. Someone will trip and break their neck.
He'll shoot a bat shark repellent at someone.
He's trampoline behind him. He'll bounce up.
Will's right. Definitely shark repellent somebody to the eye.
Yeah.
So we have a 2-1 vote on Vision winning, but the one vote is Shazam.
Whoever's left, he's going to have a surfing contest and outsurf them.
Maybe the words alone after bam and pow is what kill him.
Yeah. Like, they're like,
it just disorients them so much.
I'm just bam. They're all really confused. It's like,
I think Adam West could take the Hellbat suit.
He could take that. Can you imagine Adam West in the Hellbat? He wouldn't know what to do.
That'd be something. Adam West in the Hellbat suit.
So we good, guys? What do you think? Great show?
Yeah, good show. We have a very special guest.
Join us, Mocha, next week as we talk Star Wars Visions.
Yeah, Mocha's been on the show before. I think he talked about this with Comic-Con and Black Widow, but he's our resident weeaboo. So for Star Wars Visions next week.
And he's a Star Wars nerd. Like, this is two loves together.
I have one concern with Visions. I just hope it feels like Star Wars and it doesn't feel like Japan with lightsabers. That's my only concern.
I agree.
It's going to be good.
We shall find out.
All right. See you next week. Stay geeky.
Geeky friends,
stay geeky.